InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. You found it, the tip of the spear worldwide. Driving forward the truth at the heart of the beast that is the New World Order. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. 23 years to the date that the deep state attacked the World Trade Center complex and the Pentagon, and I was there as we speak as the towers fell, exposing the controlled demolition. What an epic debate last night. It's going to take some real work to cover all the angles. Trump won, but it was 3-1, and Kamala lied about everything. He told the truth about everything, and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback it. She has such low expectations that because she was able to just parrot off stuff and snarl at him, she looked more impressive than she normally does. But that's like 100 pounds of dog manure versus 80 pounds of dog manure in your yard. It all sucks. It's all terrible. But because the expectations were so low, oh my gosh, she's done just a totally fabulous job. Everything she said was a lie. I have a giant stack of her lies. And almost every lie, we don't just have policy from her. We have video after video after video of her saying, I'm going to take your semi-automatic guns. I'm going to ban them. 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, and this week, she was tweeting out, ban the guns, Monday. And then she gets up there and says, that's ridiculous. We go hunting. We don't want your guns. And she's got the little American flag on her lapel. She's also like, oh, I never said ban fracking. We have 8 clips of her saying it and a whole bunch of her policy reports, including a year ago saying she'll ban fracking. So in Pennsylvania specifically. Also, she goes, nobody's killing babies at 9 months. Nobody's keeping them alive. Well, I've got all the states that do it, mainstream news admitting it. And her running mate passed a law where a baby, you know, is born and the mother wants to kill it after it's born, they can kill it. Yeah, that's going on, folks. That's going on big time. And I got Governor Northam admitting it all famously, and Trump brought it up. He said that was a lie. So this is spectacular. But CNN had a bunch of focus groups, panels with just random citizens they brought in. And you can tell they actually brought them in random because almost every person said, actually, we were better off 4 years ago and she's lying. And I'm a Democrat, but I like Trump. I mean, it's just like, exactly. Do you like being fed manure? Like her saying, you did a terrible job. We followed your plan on Afghanistan. But she was in command, the last one in the room. Everything was a lie. She doesn't want open borders, even though she publicly was calling for it a week ago and honchoed it the last 3.5 years. I mean, it was crazy. Now, could have Trump totally dominated her and done better? Yeah, Trump won by, I'd say, 70-30. If he'd have brought up 325,000 missing kids and said, you oversaw it, you're the greatest human trafficker in history with your cohort, your partner in crime, Mayorkas, and when I get elected, we're going to find those children, we're going to prosecute you for stopping the DNA testing and telling the crime gangs to come in and giving them money, it would have been a 100. He would have politically gutted her and decapitated her, nonviolently, politically, that's a metaphor, to the world. So I don't know what the hell the Trump campaign is doing on issues like that, but when you've got the nuclear weapon and you can use it and win, what is the problem? He's already been doing it in speeches, and it's true. It's a Senate report. Attack, attack, attack. The children deserve it. It's the right thing to do. It's a unifying issue, and we have them. They said surge the border. They use the Border Patrol to facilitate it. They hand them off to NGOs. You go to the houses of the people where they've given them years ago or a year ago or a month ago. They go, we don't know. We gave them to some people. Arrest them. Track where the kids are. Find them. Every day I see articles where they find little kids chained up being raped in these facilities. It's in the back of the newspaper. Holy Toledo. I mean, I haven't done this. But just to get a bunch of news decisions, I could get into Mar-a-Lago and talk to Trump. It'll just go on deaf ears. I think I'm going to go bullhorn Mar-a-Lago for like a week about 325,000 kids. That'll get his ass in gear. I'm serious. I'm getting pissed. We'll be right back.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last night was extremely frustrating to watch, but also very interesting. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, September 11, 2024 transmission. And we're going to dissect what happened there. Everything Kamala Harris said was a lie. And everything she said was a multiple, triple, quadruple flip-flop. And it gave me a very bad headache when I was driving home at midnight last night. The crew stayed until past 1 a.m. on air. They did a great job. I'd been up since 5 a.m. I had to tap out at midnight. And then I got up at 5 a.m. this morning after about 4.5 hours sleep and went back to work. I have done my duty here. And you see this huge stack? Most of these are just one page thick. Each one of these is a lie by Kamala. Now, I could spend the next 4 hours showing you 5-6 clips of her saying, I will ban your guns. We've got like 100. We'll ban all semi-autos, confiscate them door-to-door, force buyback. I mean, just that. I could play a 10-minute compilation and then show her saying, that's crazy, Trump. I never did that. I mean, we hunt, me and Tampon Tim. We love guns. He's a coach, did I tell you? And a Chinese communist spy. And stolen valor. So, I mean, just that alone, if I just overdid it, would take an hour. I mean, you all know, you've heard it. Hell yeah, I'll ban your guns. She just said it on TV last week. She tweeted it on Monday, 2 days ago. I mean, I got it all right here. That's just one lie. They're not keeping babies alive after they're born and killing them. Tim Walz passed a law where they do that in Minnesota. And I've got mainstream news right here. There's a bunch of states doing it. I got governors bragging about it. Well, we keep the baby comfortable till we harvest their organs. We decide whether they want it or not, even at 9 months. And now we keep them alive, and then we get rid of them. You want to see the video? Probably heard it 100 times. I'll hear it again. And just the fracking lies, the border lies, blaming Trump for Afghanistan. I mean, it was just. And then you've got the 3-on-1. And I knew what I was seeing, but even Megyn Kelly and Dr. Phil, but even some CNN people were like, well, they would do double follow-up fact checks on him like they were God. And of course, they were lying. And so it was Kamala and the two so-called moderators ganging up on Trump. They would talk over Trump. They would turn his mic up too high, down too low. They've had audio experts, Grammy Award winners on with Phil talking about it. I mean, they were jacking with Trump. And I give him a B+. If he would have gone after the human trafficking and how Kamala's run it and stopped the DNA testing and hands them over to the smugglers and how he's going to find the kids when reelected and how they're going to prosecute everybody from the top down. When she was attacking, you care about kids, huh? Is that what, 325,000 they admit are missing that you directly handed over to traffickers? And even the New York Times reports many are in child labor and many are in sex slavery. I mean, nail her! Good God, it's like if you're in a political war and you're shooting your enemy with a .22. I'm not saying literally shoot her, it's an analogy, and Trump's got some 100-millimeter mega cannon. He's got the Death Star pointed right at her little pea brain. and just pull the trigger. Good God. So I'm going to shoot some videos on this, and I'm going on the warpath in a loving way towards Trump. Because when he talked about it in two speeches the last 3 weeks, it went sensational. Everybody wants that. It's the right thing to do. It is the winning issue that unifies everybody. And I'm just sitting here watching it, and I mean, of course, he trained with Tulsi to go after being the big police state person and putting innocent people on death row. Didn't open up on her about that. And look, I say this not to sit here and say I would have done it better. Trump, overall, B+. Man in the arena, works his ass off, 78 years old. I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking this or Wednesday morning quarterbacking it, literally. I am just simply saying that he kept the gloves on most of the time. A little bit at the end, he took them off a little. And I would like to see that. So we've got all that. It's the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, which if you study it, which nobody study it probably more than I have. It's an inside job, totally synthetic, deep state operation. And even mainstream people know that now. I mean, it's really 23 years later. It was rough saying it day one when we saw the bombs going off and they reported on the news they blew up Building 7. And back then they did archives over the web, so people thought I'd made that up until years later the archives went out. Years later, the media uploaded the archives of 9/11. There was CBS and NBC and CNN and BBC. And I said, see, I told you I heard it that day. But if you didn't have a recorder running on the news, you'd never get it again. Young people go, why didn't you show the clips back then? You didn't have it. So it's crazy. We got all the witnesses saying a missile hit the Pentagon and there's no wreckage. That's CNN reporting it. So we are on radio stations all over the country, TV stations, cable stations. We're on X at Real Alex Jones. We're at Infowars.com/show of the streams, band.video video of the streams. And let me just say something very important right now that I want everybody to have really sink in. And again, this isn't about Infowars. I'm not saying this to go, oh, look how big and great we are. I'm here to tell you how awesome you are and how ridiculous the corporate media is and how they're a dinosaur. 3 weeks ago, and seemed like a million years ago, Trump should do this again every week, for heaven's sakes. He went on with Elon Musk and had over a billion clicks, and they estimate over 700 million people watch more than 15 minutes. That's one of the biggest broadcasts in history, not the biggest, okay? Hell, for something that big, they should add a video element. Musk could fly to Mar-a-Lago or meet Trump, or Trump should come to Austin, set up cameras, have a video stream as well as an audio stream, and it'll have even more viewers. Please do a 6-hour symposium or something. But no, we got to run to ABC. We got to run to CNN, whose average show has like 1 million, 2 million viewers on ABC, 1 million on their biggest shows on CNN, 100,000 average show. I mean, they're just a facade. And I made the point that I couldn't count them all up just on X alone, but I did look at a lot of big channels. And our coverage of Musk, Trump, before, during, and after for like 4 hours, hour and 15 minutes with Trump, but about an hour before, you know, the hour and 15 with Trump and Musk, and about an hour and a half after. So 3.5, 4 hours, we had easily 15, 16 million just on X. That so we had four streams going out, and it was pushing 15, 16 million. And if you want to see this today, you can see it. It's up on Infowars.com. We have the different streams and links there for you. You can see what we had yesterday in the pregame, during the debate, and after for the 3 hours. I guess it was about, real coverage started about 6 to 1 a.m. So how many hours is that? That's 7 hours. And you can see the article on Infowars.com. Here it is. Breaking, Infowars received over 14 million viewers on X alone during our Trump-Harris debate coverage. Now let's talk about that number. That's on X alone. You go look at it. One's got 10 million, one's got 2 million, one's got 1.5 million, the others have 0.5 million, quarter. It's over 14 million. One stream alone's at 10 million right now. That's what it closed out at. 10 million. That's the InfoWars stream. Usually it's the little stream, but it went crazy. 10 million. Go look at it. Number, 10 million right there. Now, and I'm not counting all the clips we put out. That's another, we looked it up, 7 million. That we just went and looked, not other people copying it. So I looked at 30, 40 channels. because I think this is very interesting, that we're, that also restreamed Musk. So we got 15, 16 million when we covered Musk. It was like 15 plus. Because today I can show you the actual number. This is like a month ago. So I'm trying to remember the actual exact. It was over 15 million. But I was looking at other people's coverage. 20 million, 30 million, 10 million, 6 million, 8 million, 4 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 3 million, 2 million. And I just stopped in a minute and went, oh, my God. I just put in Trump, Elon Musk, you know, clicked the top thing and just was scrolling through the numbers. And it was, I mean, if you would, I mean, I have no idea how many it was. On top of the billion just on the Musk stream. 700 million watched a lot of it. But over a billion, 200 million was the last number I saw, clicked it. And that was the day after. Who knows what it is now? And then it was all over the dinosaur media and all over talk radio and clips everywhere. So the old media is dead. It's not like, oh, the old media is losing to the internet. Or like Trump says, or oh, wow, you know, they had polls out in the last week. Wow, the internet now is much bigger than legacy media. Yeah, they say 70%+ is the internet. Political coverage, of course it is. So even with all the censorship on all the other platforms, X has now more than doubled its size since Musk took over. In fact, it's almost tripled. It's now the number one social media for engagement. And that shows freedom is popular. So I just want to go back because nobody's really hitting that angle here that I've seen. They're hitting a lot of other great angles. We'll go over them. Everybody seems to get what happened last night. Even the panels on CNN are like, oh, he's telling the truth. She's lying. Oh, my God. We're way worse off than we were 4 years ago. Yeah, I mean, she was more competent than usual and could, you know, speak her lines, but that was it. And, yeah, the moderator sure piled on Trump, sure fact-checked him. And they were just lying. Yeah, nobody kills babies after they're born. Come on, Trump. Kamala's right. You know. No, Kamala doesn't want your guns, Trump. Come on. So, there are, because I can't go over them all, I could sit there for hours and look at channels that got a half million, a million views last night. Ours got 14 plus million. I don't know the numbers. They're so stratospheric, it's like trying to count grains of sand at the beach. But the corporate dinosaur media is a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow compared to the independent media that is the media. We have won. There's election fraud in place. They're trying to convince you this is a close race. It's not. If he doesn't win, it is election theft. And they always, oh, the fact checkers. There's no evidence. She's right that there was any fraud in 2020. None of the judges would hear it. They said there's no standing. And they punted it. Trump's won court cases all over the country. They're kicking millions and millions of illegals and dead people off the rolls, over a million in Texas. And then the Justice Department goes, don't do that. We're going to indict you. Or that's criminal. They said that 2 days ago. So they're covering up the windows. Trucks are driving when they say it's closed. The surveillance cameras get, you know, sued. The county and districts do. And you've got the footage of them looking over their shoulder, cramming in the ballots, and people cramming them in the drop boxes and tracking the phone data where they go to a safe house, thousands of people, and then you follow them with the phone data to a box where they put 50, 60, 100 ballots in and take photos of each one. I mean, yeah, they stole the 2020 election. They tried to steal, and they did mitigate the victory in 2022. But I'm just going to say it again. Whether they can steal this election or not, all over the world, the New World Order, the globalists, the WEF, the BlackRock Crime Syndicate, power is slipping away from them, and the world is quickly waking up to them. So for me, that's the big takeaway. We can obsess over the rigged debate and why did Trump do it, or why did he say this or that. And Kamala is usually bombed out of her gourd or hopped up on amphetamines. She looked like she was on some amphetamines and a little mix of maybe something to relax her, but I think they got her meds right last night. This is the best performance we've ever seen from Kamala. But again, there's the lowered expectations. If you've got a quadriplegic, you know, that can't walk, and then all of a sudden they can just barely stand up, you're like, this is a miracle. So, I mean, if you've got a mentally retarded person with a 60 IQ, they can't add 4 plus 4 equals 8, and finally they do it, you're like, good job. I'm not being mean to retarded folks. That's just the case. So, seriously, mentally retarded. So that's what happened here. And the good news is, I'm looking at the numbers. Most polls, Trump won. It was his to lose. He won the basketball game by 12 points. He could have won by 55. He could have done through the air, Air Jordan, you know, slamming and you know, breaking the basket and shattering the glass. He didn't do any of that. But that's okay. 78 years old and works his ass off and refuses to debate prep. And so they come in and feed him all this stuff and give him all these documents and videos. And then Trump doesn't even write notes. And then he just, and part of that's his strength. I get it. I'm better a lot of times on there when I already have the knowledge, but I don't, you know, really prepare. The best shows are when I don't prepare. But that's maybe once a month that I do that because I'm so busy on something else. And then I just kind of go with my deeper knowledge and you get more of a sermon. But at 78, I couldn't imagine being able to do what Trump does. So let's get this straight. I'm not bitching. But I am mad that he didn't deal the death blow politically with the 325,000 Senate report missing, many of them in sex slavery, slave labor. I mean, and she ran the whole thing and covered it up and is caught red-handed in the NGOs. They're all serious child trafficking, narcotics trafficking organizations. I mean, they're as dirty as Satan's ass. And I mean, Trump should be full on that. And I'm really serious. I've talked to the campaign people. I've talked to a lot of people. I can get Trump on the phone if I really want to. But it's just, it's pointless if he doesn't want to do it. You know, I'm going to find out when he's at Mar-a-Lago because this is the kind of thing that'll get attention. And I'm not going to be doing anything illegal or anything bad, but I'm going to go make a scene. And I'm hoping the message gets to him and I can call up Don Jr. You know, I can call Kennedy up. I got his number. I do everything on air. I don't do stuff behind the scenes a lot. I mean, I do with people I give stories to. That's not true. I give a lot of stuff to Rogan and other people, but they listen to me. If I give it to them, they do it, usually. I can put a bow on it. I've sent Trump, I had law firms create reports for him about the deep state and who the Soros people were in his cabinet, and he started going after him, and that's when I got attacked really hard. But it's such a no-brainer. Do I really have to start going after Trump on air? I am, because we got to win 54 days out, 55 days out. So I'm going to shoot special reports the next few days showing all the trafficking and Kamala and say Trump will not go after her Achilles heel. I mean, he's kind of halfway done it. He's talked about it some. Yeah, that's great. Go all the way. Say you're going to have a task force and a commission. You're going to find the children and then point out who's behind it openly doing it. Damn it. All right, I'm going to stop now. I'm getting mad because there's nothing worse than, here's an analogy, and I'm not telling the story to be a hero. It made a big impression on me, and I was on swim team from the time I was 7 till I was 13, and I was chasing girls so much I quit swim team. I wish I never would have quit swim team. I was winning blue ribbons all over Texas at state meets. I was in great shape. I'm glad I quit football at 15 because I was getting hurt and wasn't even good at it. I was good enough to be on varsity when I was a freshman, but did not enjoy being run over and having bones broken. But they taught us CPR. Every year they came out for the time I was 10, 11, 13 when they did it. So I had 3 CPR things with the fire department there at the pool. They teach the Heimlich maneuver on babies, and they teach it on adults, and how to do it with fat people, and how to, you know, we already know how to get rescue and swing out of a pool. It's lifeguard training, basically, or it was. And that was just part of the Rockwall swim team, district swim team outside Dallas. And so there I am. Rex is a baby. He's about a year old, and we're at La Madeleine, kind of blue-collar French restaurant, you know, fast, quasi-fast food. Not really, it's good, it's decent food, but kind of seems, is it really fast food? Or is it? No, it's like a cafeteria. It's actually nice. But the point is, I'm there with my ex-wife. He's sitting there in his high chair, and I go, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I go in there, wash my hands, and I walk out, and I'd seen this big, fat, you know, we're talking 250-pound, 300-pound, mentally retarded woman. She had Down syndrome. Looks like she's about 35. She's with her parents. The place is full. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And I come out, she's blue, and she's on the table and going, coming up. And I'm standing there, and there's like 20 people around her table going, call 911, call 911. And I'm looking at them, and I go, somebody do the Heimlich, because I don't want the liability. I don't want to, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, the old African saying goes. South African saying. And it goes on for like 30 seconds. And now she's starting to, she's like on the table, like passed out. And so I go, okay, I'm going to do the Heimlich maneuver, knowing there's a bunch of sheeple. So I've just learned how the public is. And they I hear like, do you know what you're doing? Wait for 911. And I look at them and I said, get out of my way, because they're in front of me. And I pick this woman up, grab her, and she's giant. Dead weight on the table, now passed out on the table, just passed out. And I get my hands around her. She's gigantic. And I get, and I hurt myself getting up under her. And I go, ugh, I don't want to do it too hard because you can hurt people, they trained you. Up under, you know, the bread basket, and nothing comes out. I do it again, nothing comes out. She's like, ugh. And I pick her all the way up and go, ugh, and a giant ball of bread goes out on the table and puke. And they go, you're a hero. Hero, oh. And I looked at my ex-wife, and I said, get Rex, we're out of here, because I knew what was coming next. And they're like, wait, wait, is she hurt? Oh, sir, you're a hero, but come back. We need to know who you are. And I went, goodbye. And the woman stumbling around, oh, up against the wall. That's how I feel about the Trump operation and everybody else that isn't hardcore. Because Trump's pretty hardcore compared to the milquetoast, but he ain't there yet. They brought in 325,000 missing kids. The Border Patrol estimates it's 800,000 to a million. A bunch of them are in sex slavery. They're handing them over to known pedo groups. They're giving them false identities and ghosting them. And they ended the DNA testing. We now learned 3 years ago. They made it public early this year. They ended the funding, but they ordered it secretly killed a month ago. They can testify in Congress. So they can disappear these kids with people that aren't their families. They have a one-day cheap test they can do to see if they're related. We have them on this. We have them. But it's like doing a Heimlich maneuver. Instead, Republicans and patriots are standing around pointing at the country, choking to death. And I'm just like, this is so easy. I mean, you know the stunts I can pull to get attention with Trump, the stuff I could do. I don't even go around doing this stuff. I just want to cover the news, see other people get involved. I could go out right now and just go to every event, go to the DNC, go to the RNC, go to the Trump events, go to all the things, make a huge spectacle, go to all the TPUSAs, go to the CPACs, and take them over. I don't want to do that. But damn it. I wonder if I should skydive into Mar-a-Lago. Of course, it's controlled space, and I'm joking, and that'll be a headline. I just want this to get to Trump, and I just want him to stop. Okay, I'm done. We got too much news to cover. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a rabbit trail there. But that rabbit trail leads us to victory, and it's the right thing to do. And I am just, I got to clear my mind during the break and come back with all the lies and the rest of it. And we're going to take your calls. We're simulcasting on X Spaces right now. We'll be going to some of your comments later next hour. But I'm gonna stop now, and I'm going to just drill through the lies and all the other big news, and the 9/11 information is all coming up. But great job to the crew. Great job to the audience of activists. I asked you to share the links. I asked you to tell people tuned in. You did, and you get more credit than InfoWars and myself, listeners and viewers that spread the links. 14-plus million viewers on X alone. Great job, viewers and listeners, and great job, Elon Musk, for providing the platform. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does and Again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting health care because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost-effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. Limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, 0.999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Again, it's Wednesday, September 11, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's get into these lies and disinformation from these idiots. We got a longer version of this going up on X right now that McBreen put together, did an excellent job. It's going to have a headline, basically. Bombshell. Bombshell lie. Kamala Harris. What's the headline be? Or video. Kamala Harris caught in massive post-abortion lie debating Trump. Because it's about 5 minutes long. I don't have time to air that because there's so many lies to get to. Here's a shorter version of it. And I'm going to go into the stack and show you this. And then we've got a Second Amendment compilation in fracking as well. And then I'm going to, just because of time, I won't have time to play all these videos. I'll play some. I'll go into the other 22 lies. It's 22. So let's get started on abortion. Here it is.
You should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer
the question?
Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
you could
do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month.
That's not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. Madam Vice President, I want to get your response to President Trump.
Well, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was.
And the longer clip is really powerful. He says, we decided not resuscitate. And that means generally in terms not defibrillate or not start a heart that's not going. Don't perform CPR. But in the bioethics boards they've set up the last 30 years that he's on at that hospital or was previously before he was governor, that term means we decide it's not a human, it's not living, it's not viable. We keep it comfortable and then we harvest its organs because they can get more money by waiting a few days or even a couple weeks till all the orders come in and they got it ready. Then they butcher it in one spot. And I want to show you some headlines dealing with this right here. Overhead shot, please. Here's Tim Walz remove requirements to try to save babies born after abortion or after they're born. Same thing in New York, a bunch of other states. I've got a list of those. Abortion up to birth passes in 2022 under Prop 3. It allows abortion up to birth in any HCP. Here's a breakdown. But how late in pregnancy each state allows abortions. And these states, Vermont, New Jersey, D.C., Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, allow it even after the birth. You know what? It's important. Let's air McBreen's full abortion clip, and then I'll get to the guns and the fracking, because I want you to see more of the Northam clip. Here that is.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this.
So that's good. The governor of Virginia encouraged murder on a podcast.
And that's not actually a surprising fact. Let's understand how we got here.
Pin her down for a minute.
Donald Trump.
Guys, I want you to pull up the governor that was there 4 years ago, who was the former baby harvesting doctor, who said, where he says we keep the baby alive after, and then we harvest its organs. I want to get that clip. I want to put that clip out with Trump, and I want to put it out with her, with the reporter saying that's not true. Okay, go back to him.
In one state, it provides prison for life. Trump abortion bans that make no exception even for rape and incest, which understand what that means. a survivor of a crime, a violation.
Oh, that happened to the friend
body.
She knew. She made
does
that up like working
the right
at McDonald's.
To make a decision about what happens.
Well, it's just hilarious.
Body next. That is immoral.
Saying it's the Trump abortion ban.
One does not.
Is
have to
first of all, it's inaccurate.
The Supreme Court ruling.
But it's actually good. Like the right wing is the one attacking Trump on abortion. It's not the left. So okay.
Well, I mean, he could just say, yeah, I'm not for killing babies. There we go.
I have talked with women around our country. You want to talk about this is what people wanted? Pregnant women who want to carry.
They're going to say this is the moment when she won the debate.
Suffering from a miscarriage, being denied care
all they got.
In an emergency room because the health care providers are afraid.
Or the baby dying from a COVID shot, or the baby dying that picked up fentanyl, or the baby's being smuggled across the border. We talk about kids, 325,000 missing under you.
A 13-year-old survivor of incest. Being forced to carry a pregnancy to term? They don't want that.
She knew this question was coming. They gave her this question.
Of course,
it's her scripted response. She's probably practiced it 10 times.
A bill
probably 20.
To put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as president of the United States, I will proudly sign...
That's enough. Okay, so the point is, we have Axios on screen. There's the states in gray where they kill babies even after they're born. And I can play you the clips of New York, which isn't even on that list. They have it there, too. So that list isn't even complete. That's from 2023. And Kamala, as the attorney general, prosecuted pro-life reporters that undercover exposed their, quote, selling babies with still beating hearts to universities and institutions and biomedical labs. You can pull that up. Still beating baby hearts sold. And then you read, it's the whole body. So you hear, oh, a woman's having a miscarriage. She can't get care. If the baby's viable and she's having a miscarriage, it comes to the hospital and it's 7 months old, she doesn't then say that the doctors at a liberal hospital, you want to resuscitate or you want to get the organs? Then they clip the cord, take the living baby off, say it's not a human, and harvest its organs. Yeah, and here's the investigative reports they got put in prison for, where they're talking about, I'm going to buy a Ferrari with the money. Fetal trafficking under oath. So they did their job, they got prison time and giant fines for it. All because they don't want you to know this industry is going on. And if we're going to kill babies at 7, 8, 9 months or after they're born, why not sell kids as slaves and disappear them or put them in slave labor? Or sex slavery, which we know is going on. This is a bottomless pit. This is America losing its soul. All right, let's move into the fracking and the Second Amendment. Again, I've got 10 clips that I've seen. But we minimize it to a few because we don't want to be too long. And then we have dozens and dozens of clips of her saying, go after the Simionis. She said both last night, I don't want your guns. Waltz hunts. I love guns. She's got American flag pin. She hates America. It's all pure crap. And she said, that's ridiculous. I never said fracking. You're a liar. Now, that would be like if I was in a debate. They said, you said 9/11 was an inside job. And I went, you're a liar. I never said that. There's 100 times, 1,000 times of me saying it. Or I'm in a debate, and the person I'm debating goes, you're wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. I go, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, you are. I mean, it's that level of deception. Like, what? They're just targeting the few percent they think are ignorant. And it didn't work. I've got clips from the news where CNN and others, the people weren't buying it. So here is a breakdown of her big lies on fracking and the Second Amendment.
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't. You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
California Senator Kamala Harris says if she becomes president, she will take what her campaign calls executive action to combat gun violence.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
It's
It is reasonable to say that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America. And by that, I mean assault weapons. Weapons of war. They were literally designed to be weapons of war.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe we need to renew the assault weapons ban.
I'm also in favor of the assault weapons ban.
Look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons.
It's 200 million, dumbass.
And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society.
There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
We don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
We want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. And Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
We need an assault weapons ban. These are reasonable things to do.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
We're putting a new version out of that. At the end, we're going to show her saying, I don't want to ban fracking. That's a lie, and attacking Trump. And then saying, we already showed it some. And then saying again, I don't want your guns. Tim Walz likes to hunt. I mean, that is incredible. And Trump needs to make a campaign ad with that information. It's shorter and sweeter and better. We just threw it together real quick last night in like 30 minutes. That's still powerful. So there you go. Here she is in the 2020 debate. She's trying to be president. And getting on Biden about executive orders. But last night she said she wouldn't do executive orders to take the guns. A total liar. Here it is.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
That was a different Kamala, wasn't it? That's the kind of cool Kamala, little black Kamala. Got a totally different Kamala last night. What a chameleon. Chameleon. Gonna take your guns. Gonna smuggle those kids. Gonna destroy your border and start World War III. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so fun. We need to do one of those. Write the lyrics. Let's do it. Okay, let's move on to some other lies here that people are seeing through. This is voters on CNN are reacting to the debate tonight, openly admitting their lives are better under Trump, and they don't trust Kamala Harris. Is another one, Pennsylvania voter. This is the key. President Trump spoke facts. So if you knew the facts, he won by a long shot. If you believe BS, you can say she won. If you believe in fairy tales and Santa Claus, yep, Trump spoke facts while Kamala lied and repeated a bunch of BS talking points back to back.
I think it's important to remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before, and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
Were you leaning towards the former president coming in tonight?
Probably.
And did you vote for him in 2016 or 2020?
I did.
He spoke facts. She just basically repeated everything that Biden has said in the past.
What were your thoughts?
She made, Donald Trump made a strong closing statement by saying, why didn't they do all the things that she's proposing during the 3.5 years that they've been in office? And Biden did this entire moderate stance back in 2020, and she's trying to do it again in 2024. But she didn't talk about her policy changes between 2020 and 2024. Her whole centrist, moderate stance is just a facade.
Absolutely. So here's some folks' takeaways. Tulsi Gabbard said, this debate is 3-1. The ABC moderator is clearly shilling for Kamala Harris. Nice graphic shows Trump, and then he's at the podium. For radio listeners, I'm describing it. TV viewers sometimes ask, why is he describing it? We can see it. Well, radio listeners, were on 300-plus stations. They can't see this. So the cartoon is Trump behind the lectern, and then you've got the other lecterns, ABC, with Kamala and the two moderators. That is dead on. Ian Wokeness said, CNN's job was to knock Biden out. ABC's job was to prop Harris up. The media is the regime. Vivek Ramaswamy said, we're not up against a candidate. We're up against a machine. That'll be clear tonight, and it was. There's the CNN clip I just mentioned. Cernovich, I'm glad Trump didn't blow it. Tonight was good. Narrative will be the usual. Harris outperformed expectations and is a clear winner. Nah. She showed her hand, Pennsylvania, fracking ban, haunts her. Now she wants to take your guns, she says. Kamala has lied about us. Liz Wheeler, late-term abortion, she lied. Very fine people, Charlottesville. Even Snopes is not true. J6, bloodbath. Climate data, border security, Project 2025, fracking, Second Amendment. She lied about that. The ABC moderators are a disgrace. They're propaganda, Pravda. They've sold their souls. Dave Rubin, Kamala just said she wasn't going to take away your guns. 3 days ago, she said she would ban assault rifles. Actual voters saying, the same as we predicted, debate actually cost Harris potential support, not helped her. Fact check, Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump sold us out to China. And even mainline fact checks like it's the opposite. J.D. Vance did an excellent boil down. We'll get to that. Elon Musk said, while I don't think the debate hosts were fair to real Donald Trump, Kamala Harris exceeded most people's expectations tonight. That said, when it comes to getting things done, not just saying nice-sounding words, I strongly believe that Trump will do a far better job. After all, if Kamala could do great things, why hasn't she? Biden rarely shows up to work, so she's basically in charge already. The question comes down to this. Do you want current trends to continue for 4 more years, or do you want change? And it goes on from there. Of course, there's the money shot where Trump says, excuse me, I'm talking now. That was great. Mike Pompeo says, let's be clear, when Kamala says she's executed the Trump plan for her Afghanistan withdrawal, she's lying. Yeah, they didn't do his plan. RF Kennedy Jr. says, the reason why VP Harris has the support of 200 Republicans is that these establishment Republicans are closer to their views than President Trump. They exemplify what I've called the uniparty. Trump is running against the establishment, and that's why they hate him. Boom. Fact check. Trump says inflation was very low when he was president, even with tariffs. It's true. Bail fund promoted by Harris helped man accused of sexually raping a child. The fact checkers against Kamala tonight are going to be an endless and brutal. I'm starting to enjoy every second of it. Abortion access in the United States. And then it shows all the places you can kill a baby even after it's born. And it goes on and on and on. Dr. Phil did a good job explaining the bias. He was a little even too fair, though. Piers Morgan, the traitor that he is to humanity, says that Kamala did a great job and won. Cernovich says no need for Trump to do any more of these rigged debates. Harris slowed down and showed how weak she is. She's losing Pennsylvania. Let J.D. mop up Waltz and stick to the issues. Fracking bans, gun confiscation, border crime. And human smuggling of children, they disappeared. That's the big one. My God, can we get anybody talking about this? Fact check, Kamala lied about unemployment figures attacking Trump. Just lied. There's a lot more here, but I want to shift gears into more of this, but also 9/11 and some key clips and just the bottom line of what happened there. And take your calls and your comments on Spaces that we launched 55 minutes ago on X at Real Alex Jones. And then I've got a lot of other news dealing with the economy and the world and more arrests and more reports and videos of Haitians all over the place eating dogs, cats, and chickens and geese and ducks. They say doesn't exist, of course. Just like they said the Venezuelan gangs don't exist in your apartments. Now it's all admitted. They just try to lie to you at first and see if it works. Of course, it doesn't work anymore because they have less viewers than we have, and we're telling the truth and they're lying. So let's get Harmon in there to take the calls. I'll give the number out right when we start the next hour. We're going to take first-time callers like we did yesterday in the first raft. And then after those first people get on the board, you hear anybody hang up when they're done talking, that's your chance to dial in for everybody. But first-time callers, I would love to give you a chance to get on. We'd love to hear from you. I'll give the number out here in just a moment. And we would love to speak to you about the debate last night and also the 23rd anniversary of 9/11. Just like COVID, a big globalist event to create a digital society, a surveillance grid, a control grid, not for the Islamists, who they brought in mass, but for the West. All these events are about control. And the globalists said they use terror, collapsing borders, viruses to bring in their world government. That's in so many of the famous leaked WEF and UN documents, and now it's all public. We'll be discussing that next hour. Please remember, yeah, we had 14 million viewers just to our pre, during, and post-debate coverage on X alone. Amazing. Millions at InfoWars, millions on radio stations. I'd say conservatively, 20 million people tuned in last night. I checked this morning, no extra money. Regular sales, barely enough to pay the bills. I'm not bitching. These are great products. I need your support. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need nitric boost. You need X2. You need X3. You need high-quality CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture, highest-quality CBD for inflammation, your brain, your whole body. It does incredible things. It's a miracle God gave us the good part of the cannabis without the stuff that gets you, you know, dumb. It's there. InfoWarsMD, InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products and more, Cabachill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest at drjonesnaturals.com. I need your support, plus the great products. Take action like that small percent to support us and continue to fund the tip of the spear. Thank you so much. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptive captured in ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more of it's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.